iconic Clabber Girl billboard on US 40 just outside of Terre Haute underwent a much-needed restoration in the past year. From WFYI's Arts and Culture Desk, Jill Dittmeyer spoke with the artist, Becky Hochalter, about her process as she was starting the project.
The panels were actually taken down by the sign company, and so they were more in charge of what was going on with the frame and the panels. Anything that could be saved was saved. It wasn't, you know, it's an over 80-year-old sign.
Where have you gone to find the colors that existed then? Do they exist now? I mean, I know there's a lot of
There's a lot of research. I went to Clabber Girl and Holman & Company. And for colors, they actually have loaned me a metal sign from the 1930s. Hasn't seen the light of day for I can't tell you how many years, so the color should be very accurate to what it was. Still wrapped in paper and cardboard. It's a new sign. So that, for color accuracy, is very good, and I'm blending my colors to that sign. Image-wise, the main image came from photos of the billboard, but the image on the can, the Clabber Girl illustration, kind of shows, you know, what they would consider the Clabber Girl with her plate of biscuits and things going on in the background in a looks like a cabin setting. That image also came from Clabber Girl, and they provided a larger printed version of that so that I could be more accurate with that. It has been maybe more of a line art version in the past. My intention is to make it more true to the Clabber Girl illustration that is on the can of Clabber Girl baking powder. So it is more of a realistic rendition of that image, and that is what I'm going to restore it to. The panels were brought to me by the sign company, so I have primed the panels. And my process always is to start with a computer layout because I'm a computer graphics person. So I usually do a scale image on the computer, and I will draw a grid on there that represents a 1-foot by 1-foot grid. Then I draw the grid on the panels, and anything that's in each square on my layout then is drawn by hand in those squares on the billboard. So many people look at that billboard, and I know that Rose Holman realized the importance of the billboard to the community, but I don't think they realized until they started this project how many people look at that sign. I mean, there's an elementary school across the street from that sign, and they use it to dismiss their buses every day, the clock on the sign. They know if it's accurate, and they use it every day. It's, like I said, it's an iconic Terre Haute image, and even though it's just seems like it's just an advertisement, obviously it means a lot to the people of Terre Haute for that to be restored.
That was artist Becky Hochalter, who restored the iconic Clabber Girl billboard on US 40, speaking with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.